My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Make sure you give us a like, give us a follow. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at PodMagical. Do give us a follow now because as you're listening to this, I'm over in Walt Disney World. It's something I've always wanted to do. See in the new year and the most magical place on earth. So as you're listening right now, I could be in Magic Kingdom or Epcot celebrating the new year. And I'm going to be there for a couple of weeks, actually. So if you want a fix of Disney, follow us on the socials. I'll do as much checking in as I can. So this is the last podcast of the year because, well, there's not long left of this year. We will be back with a brand new podcast towards the end of January. So we'll take a few weeks off, but we will be back. Usually around now, we do the best of the guests of the year. Well, every guest has been brilliant and I couldn't really condense it down to half an hour. So if you're looking for the best of the guests, you know what I would say? Just listen back to all the podcasts. They're all there to listen back to whenever you want for free. And of course, you want to get in touch. The socials are the place to go. One quick question for this episode of the podcast is somebody who didn't want me to mention their name, but wants to know, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, Andy, is it just for girls? I've got a little boy who would love a makeover. You don't actually say what kind of makeover, so I'm not really sure where you go with this. But Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, the makeover. Yes, it is mostly for little princesses, for little girls. They do makeovers for boys as well. They do, I think, like a knight's makeover. Whether you've got a little boy who wants to do a princess makeover, I'm not sure where they do, but I don't see any reason why they shouldn't. It's a very accepting place. So, yeah, it's mostly kind of geared towards little girl. It's mostly geared towards princesses, let's put it that way. But you can get a knight makeover. For boys or girls, you might get a girl who wants to be a knight. So do get in touch and make sure you book in. One thing I'm going to do, by the way, when I'm over in Walt Disney World, probably next week, week after, I'm going to go to the barbers on Main Street to get a little trim. So I'm very excited about that. We'll put that on the socials as well. Any questions or you want to follow us and follow our journeys, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. And if you want to be a podcast guest next year, get in touch. On this episode of the podcast, let's just say she survived the great hurricane of 2022. Meg, how are you?
Hi, Andy. I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So you survived the hurricane. So when was this? Was this summer?
It was, yeah. So it was in September. Was it September? Maybe beginning of October. It was about 2 days worth of it. It hit the West Coast worse than it hit Disney World. But yeah, we were locked in for 2 days. We weren't allowed outside of our rooms.
So where were you staying?
We were at Coronado Springs, and they basically sent out a message to say, by 7 o'clock, you need to be in your rooms and please don't leave until, it basically had like subsided and it was safe to go outside. Yeah, so they basically just shut us in for 2 days.
Oh, wow. Because Coronado Springs, so you've got Grand Destino Hotel, which is like the hotel, but then the rest of it is, it's not connected to, it's all like separate units, isn't it, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, like so you've
Caribbean
got
Beach and
Casita Ranchos and yeah. I forget the other one. But yeah, so they're all separate buildings, so they're not connected to the main hotel. So if you were in the tower, you were allowed to go down for food, and because obviously it's all connected. I know that they had Donald, Goofy, Pluto and Minnie. They went and visited, which was nice. But everybody else kind of was told to stay in just for the safety because it was 75 mile an hour wind.
Yeah. And could you feel it? So when you were actually at the peak point of it, what was it like being in a hurricane?
So the windows sort of rattled ever so slightly. They kind of said, don't worry about it too much because the safest place to be is a Disney resort because the buildings are made out of poured concrete. They've got their own generators. And they basically just said, stay inside. But you could hear the wind, which was quite scary. But other than that, the rain was like a traditional, bucket down of rain on an English day. but it was the wind that really got us. But you could see the branches moving and the debris coming off. But they cleared it so quickly as well. It was cleared within about 6 hours.
So how long are you actually locked in your room for?
2 days. So it was the Tuesday and the Wednesday. And then the Wednesday evening, we were allowed out if we felt like we were comfortable to.
So you had to like stock up on food and everything?
Yeah, so we went to Walmart the day before because everybody got a hurricane warning on their phone come through.
Yeah.
So we went to Walmart, we got some water and we got some cereal, some biscuits and bits like that, just to kind of snack on. And then we were just locked in.
Just sitting there watching TV, I guess there's nothing else you could do, is there?
So we were watching the news anchors, obviously, that were on the west coast of Florida. And they were out in 100-something mile an hour winds. One of them was hit by a tree. I mean, we were sat there laughing, thinking, oh, my God, what are they doing?
Yeah, they always send them out, don't they? They tell everybody to stay in or get away. Meanwhile, weather reporters, right into the eye of the storm, literally in the eye of the storm.
I know, it was genuinely, we just couldn't believe what we were seeing. It was so funny. But I mean, they all got in okay, which was fine. But the whole time we're shouting at the TV going, just go inside.
Yeah. Go to a Disney hotel because they're the safest places. Yeah. So what were the parks like when you were eventually allowed back out? Were they pretty quiet around the time of the storm? Because I guess a lot of people would either go home or not go in the first place.
Yeah. So the beginning of it, I mean, it was so hot. It was almost unbearable. I think the hottest day was 35 degrees beforehand, and it was like 98% humidity. So it was horrible. So the parks were okay on those days. And then after the hurricane, it was quite clear, it was quite fresh, and it was busy. We went to Magic Kingdom, and my gosh, the wait times were insane.
Really?
Yeah, I think so Jungle Cruise at one point was at, I think, about 115-minute wait. And we were just like, this is way too much. And yeah, most things were over 100-minute wait, I think, just for the first day after. And then it started to calm back down again. We were quite lucky with wait times, to be honest. Everything that was posted, bar Rise of Resistance and... what was the other one? Smuggler's Run, where everything else was under what they'd posted.
Yeah, it quite often is. Did you have Genie Plus on your last trip?
We decided not to use it this time because we were quite happy to go through all the proper lanes to see all the designs and all the soundscaping and everything. Because yeah. My friend's first time, but it was my fourth time.
So what is it you actually love about Walt Disney World? What's made you go four times?
So I went the first time I was six when I went, and I fell in love with it there and then. I'd already loved all the Disney Princess movies and all the other Disney movies. But yeah, it's just when you go there, I know loads of people have said this before, but it is just the magic of it. And it's the not having to be an adult. You can just mess around with Minnie and Mickey, and you can go on all these rides and eat all the food.
Do you remember much about your first trip then, if you were only six?
I remember walking into Magic Kingdom and seeing the castle for the first time and genuinely thinking Cinderella lived there.
She does.
And I remember... She absolutely does.
She's got a restaurant at the top.
And is a bedroom in that one, or is that in California?
It's definitely there.
And then I remember there was a huge thunder and lightning storm, and that's about all I can remember from when I was six.
Wow. So you really follow the weather when you go to Walt Disney World, don't you? Thunder, lightning, hurricanes.
Hurricanes, thunderstorms. I mean, we were on tornado watch when I was eight, so you know.
Oh, wow. Like a storm chaser.
Yeah, we didn't have any, which was good, but there was the newscasters popping up saying that we were on tornado watch.
So what is your favourite memory? You've been four times. Any particular standout memories?
So probably, because I was really lucky enough to go when it was the nighttime electrical parade. And I remember watching that, and I waved to Chip and Dale, and Chip came over and gave me a huge hug. And I was like, I think it was when I was six that we did it. And that's just stuck with me forever, that I was someone special that he gave a hug to. And yeah, that's definitely my favourite moment.
Chip and Dale still your favourites then?
I'd say that they're my favourite animal character, but Rapunzel's my favourite princess.
Oh, okay then. You can have two favourites. That's totally fine. Meg is on this episode of the podcast. She's survived every kind of weather that's been thrown at her on her trips to Walt Disney World. Let's talk about some of your favourite things then. What's your favourite attraction?
That is a tie between Rise of Resistance and Everest. Well, Rise of Resistance is just the immersion to it is insane. Like it's like a ride I've never been on.
Yeah.
But then Everest is so quick, and I liked that it was, depending on where you sat on the train, depends like the outcome that you get of how quick it is, how intense it is. It was amazing.
Front or back?
Back. Always back. It's so much more intense at the back.
But if you sit at the front, maybe you'll be at the back. Without any spoilers for people who don't know, I'm sure people do.
Yeah.
Maybe. What about restaurants? Favourite places to eat?
So on the last one, we went to Toledo's at the top of the Destino Tower. That was some of the best food that I've ever had in my life. It was amazing.
Yeah, we had Denny on a few episodes ago. Mm. She recommends that's one of her favourite places, and actually quite good value for money as well. It feels like a real top of the range restaurant for moderate prices.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely said for most of the time that we were there that Coronado Springs in general feels more like a deluxe hotel than a moderate. But that restaurant is just, oh, it's incredible. And with the Delilah Lounge on the other side, with being able to see the parks, it was amazing. I mean, we managed to see the not so scary Halloween fireworks from the top of there. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I need to make a trip over to Coronado Springs. I also like the look of, is it Three Bridges, the one that's in the middle of the lake in the resort?
Oh, yes, it's so lovely. They do like an alcohol tree. That basically, it's like just lots of different alcohols.
Oh, is it sangria?
On a stand.
Is it? Yeah.
It's
sangria
so good.
Flight. Yeah, that's on my list.
Yeah, 100%.
So would you say that's your favourite place to stay as well then, Coronado? Favourite resort?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only resort I've ever stayed at. Beforehand, we were staying in villas in Kissimmee, but I would 100% stay there again. It's so, and at night, oh, it's so beautiful.
Is it worth, because a lot of people always ask this, if you stayed at Kissimmee or you stayed on International Drive, and then you make that move to stay on property, it's also a big financial move as well. It's a lot more expensive. Yeah. Is it worth staying on site for the money?
I would say yes, because we had no issues with the buses. The buses were running on time, if not early. We were so close to everything. And you kind of stay in that magical bubble because you're constantly, you're either on Disney Transport, you're in a resort, or you're in a park.
Yeah.
I couldn't fault it. If I go again, which I hope I do, I would definitely stay in a resort again.
And do you still go to other places in Orlando? Do you go to Universal, SeaWorld, anywhere else?
Yeah, so we didn't this time because it was my friend's first time and we just kind of wanted just to immerse ourselves completely in Disney. But I've been to SeaWorld before. We did go to the malls, which was good. But I've never been to Universal and I really need to go.
What were the things, taking your friend for the first time, because I love taking people for the first time, what is the thing that you do first? Is it going to Magic Kingdom or seeing fireworks? Because obviously we land from the UK in the afternoon, in the evening. So having that first walk in the morning down Magic Kingdom, do you save that? What was the first thing to get your friend to fall in love with Disney World like you do?
So when we landed, we went straight to Disney Springs for dinner because we did the whole, we need to stay awake as long as we can to make sure we can sleep. And then the next day, it was Magic Kingdom. And it was just, I'm going to throw you into the most magical place in the world. in the most magical park, and we're just going to have an amazing time. And her face when she saw the castle was an absolute picture. It was just, well, I didn't realise it was that big. And it's like, oh, yeah.
It's that big. And what was the first attraction you took her on?
Pirates of the Caribbean, because that is one of her favourites. So we went straight there and it was a walk-on. It was great.
Oh, perfect. Did you tell her, don't get used to this walk-on business? It's not quite always like that.
I did, yeah, because she said, oh, this, I thought we were going to be waiting for ages. And I said, this is probably a one-off.
This is the only time. I am going to give you your perfect Walt Disney World day, Meg. It's a day where the weather's great, so there's no hurricanes. You got lightning lanes, you can eat where you want, stay where you want. What would you be doing on your perfect Disney day?
Oh, so it's my dream to stay at Grand Flow because it's just so beautiful. It would definitely be a Magic Kingdom day. It would be a day where I could get on all of the mountain rides, so Splash, Thunder and Space. I'm a bit of a thrill seeker. I do love a coaster. I'd try and meet all of the princesses that I could. I'd love to eat at Cinderella's Royal Table and see the fireworks and all the parades.
Just a perfect Magic Kingdom day.
Just a perfect Magic Kingdom day. That would be my dream.
Is there anything you don't like about Disney World?
I mean, I know other people have said it. It's just the queues.
Yeah.
It's just the wait time. Sometimes they can be insane. We waited 2.5 hours to go on Flight of Passage, which was 100% worth it, but it was a long time to wait. I think that's the only thing that I don't really like. I mean, I'm a bit gutted I won't see Happily Ever After, but other than that.
But I mean, it might be back next year. The song's going to be back, or something's going to be back. They've kind of teased that, haven't they?
Yeah, I know they've said slightly, so I'm hoping maybe I can maybe make my partner, maybe he can take me next year.
Have you got anything planned to go back, or maybe Paris or anything like that? Is there anything in the books yet?
Yeah, so I'm planning on going to Paris with my sister and my best friend next year, but nothing planned for Walt Disney World again just yet, but I'm sure I'll be back at some point.
Not yet, but you're always thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the gap between the time that we've just been and when I went before was 16 years.
So please don't make it every 16 years.
I mean, I would really hope. I'd love to be able to go every year.
Yeah. What had changed in that 16 years? Was there anything that you missed? You're going, oh, they haven't got that anymore.
So, I mean, the electrical parade, I loved when I was little, and I'm gutted they don't do it now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, pretty much everything was the same. I mean, obviously there were some new rides, but when I went when I was younger, I was always too small to go on the big rides. So this time was the first time I'd done Space Mountain and Splash Mountain, and yeah, I mean, it was such a different experience as a child to going as an adult. I appreciate Epcot a lot more as an adult. I found it really boring when I was younger. But yeah, definitely as an adult, I appreciated it all a lot more because I can remember absolutely everything now.
Yeah, I was going to say, and 16 years, it was like, definitely. During lockdown and I couldn't go over 2 years, that felt like an eternity, but 16 years is a long time.
Literally, when I was walking down Main Street, I started crying. I was so happy I was there.
Yeah, every time. Well, hopefully next time you go, there won't be any major weather alerts. But I'm glad you survived the great hurricane of 2022. And lovely chatting to you. And Meg, have a magical day.
Thank you.
So that's it for our last podcast of 2022. As I mentioned, I'm going to be in Walt Disney World right now. So do follow the journey on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. Must try and do more TikToks. If you yourself going to Walt Disney World, it's the very, very end of Christmas. So the Christmas parades that were at the Christmas parties, they actually do. So from Christmas Eve up to around now, they still do the Christmas fireworks and the Christmas parade as part of a normal day at Magic Kingdom. The 30th is when you can see the New Year's fireworks at Magic Kingdom. And again, on the 31st, on actual New Year's Eve. Epcot, it's just New Year's Eve when they do the big fireworks. Into the new year, we've got not much going on for the first week. The first weekend of January is the big Run Disney weekend, so going to be very busy with marathon runners. And then a few days after that is the start of the Epcot Festival of the Arts that runs through towards the end of February with the Broadway singers and a lot of art for you to buy and more food booths at Epcot. So there's always something going on. They always used to say that January was the quiet period. It's not anymore. There isn't one. But if you're going, don't forget to tag us in your pictures. Come say hello if you're over there as well. We will be back with brand new episodes in the new year, probably towards the end of January. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you hit the subscribe button, no need to worry about the one the next podcast is going to arrive, because it'll be there because you've subscribed for free. Have a great new year. We'll be back in 2023, maybe 2023. Walt Disney World is in your plans. Exciting. If it is, get in touch. We'll get you on the podcast. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.